Support for this podcast and the following message come from Corient. Corient provides wealth management services centered around you. They focus on exceeding your expectations and simplifying your life. Corient has been helping high achievers just like you enjoy their lives more fully, preserve their wealth, and provide for the people, causes, and communities they care about. As one of the largest integrated fee-only registered investment advisors in the U.S., Corient has deeply experienced teams in 23 strategic locations. Corient has extensive knowledge spanning the full spectrum of planning, investing, lending, and money management disciplines. Leverage Corient's exclusive network of experts to craft custom solutions designed to help you reach your financial goals, no matter how complex they may be. Real wealth requires real solutions. For more information, connect with a wealth advisor today at Corient.com. That's Corient.com. Corient.com.
Today, we'll talk about Disney dining plan tips. That's coming up on this episode 152 of WW Prep to Go. Hello and welcome to WW Prep to Go, where we talk strategy and ideas for people planning their Disney World trips. I am your host, Shannon Albert from WDWPrepSchool.com. Thank you for being here for episode 152. I hope that you are ready to talk about Disney dining plan tips because you pushed play and saw that as the title, so I assume that's what you're here for. I have a lot to talk to you about with the Disney dining plan. If you've never really dealt with it or knew anything about it, this whole thing should be helpful. If you kind of know the basics with the Disney dining plan, I'll be covering that at the beginning, but the tips at the end might be helpful to you and help you decide if you want to get it for your trip. So that is what we are going to dive into today. And of course, at the end, I will have a quick tip that will be a tip outside of the Disney dining plan, since there will be lots of Disney dining plan tips throughout. A quick tip of the day will be something that's not dining plan related. So let's go ahead and dive into today's topic. First of all, let's do some definitions. What is the Disney dining plan? In a nutshell, it is prepaid credits for your food. You are paying ahead of time for your hotel, you're paying ahead of time for park tickets most likely, and you can also pay ahead of time for your food, and you can use credits during your trip to purchase your food. It is part of a package that includes tickets, so you can't stay offsite at Disney World and get the Disney dining plan. You have to have a package which includes a hotel room, tickets, and then you can optionally add the Disney dining plan to that. If you have a DVC reservation, Disney Vacation Club, either as a Disney Vacation Club owner or as a person renting points, you can add a Disney dining plan to that without tickets. So DVC reservation plus dining plan is an option. There are three basic levels of Disney dining plans: quick service, regular, and deluxe dining plan. And I'll get into the specifics of those in just a second. The number of credits you get is based on the number of nights you are staying. So when we start talking about the credits that each of the dining plans gives you, you need to then multiply that by the number of nights of your trip to figure out what your total is going to be. Everybody on your reservation must have the same plan for the whole trip. So you can't say, oh, well, my sister's showing up only for the last half of the trip, so we only want to get hers for the last 3 days. You can't have different dining plans. Everybody is the same. You have it for your whole trip, and you have the same dining plan for everybody on the reservation. Your credits can be used whenever you want during your trip. So as soon as you get to Disney World and your trip begins, your credits are a pile in your account, and you can use them whenever you want throughout your trip. And that goes all the way through midnight on your checkout day. So let's talk about what each dining plan includes and get into some pricing. So first of all, the quick service dining plan, which is the least expensive, it includes 2 quick service credits per night of your stay and 2 snack credits for each night of your stay. In 2017, the price for that for adults is $48.19. For kids 3 to 9, it is $20.99. Kids under 3 do not need a dining plan. They can share off of your plate. But if you want to get them a meal, you can pay out of pocket for them separately. But there isn't a dining plan available for them. Some people say, well, I'd like to get a dining plan for my 2-year-old. if you want a two-year-old dining plan, you're also going to have tickets for your two-year-old. So it's probably not worth it. Probably makes sense just to pay out of pocket. The regular dining plan gives you one quick service credit per day, per night of your stay, one table service credit, and two snack credits. That runs $69.36 for ages 10 plus, and $24.94 for kids 3 to 9. And finally, the deluxe dining plan. On the deluxe dining plan, it's a whole lot of food. You get three credits for meals, and they can be used at quick service or table service restaurants. Obviously, table service is much better use of your credit because quick service is less expensive. Usually, you also get two snack credits for every night of your stay. It is $106.68 for adults and $38.74 for kids. That is 2017. Each of these also includes a refillable mug, and that you will get at your resort in the food court or the quick service restaurant at your resort, and you can refill that mug at your resort, but you can't refill it in the parks. Everybody gets one of those mugs. For 2018, there are some slight changes from 2017. The prices went up just a couple dollars, not a whole lot. We expected to see more, and the credits have stayed the same. One big change has been that the beverage options are now expanded. So for 2017 and for years prior to that, the beverages were soft drinks, tea, lemonade, you know, basic drinks like that. For 2018, the beverages that you get with your meals also include beer, wine, and milkshakes. So if you eat at places that have beer, wine, and milkshakes, you can really maximize your credit. And we'll talk about that more in just a second. Now let's talk about what a credit includes. A quick service credit gives you an entree and a beverage, and we just talked about what the beverage choices are. If you're at a quick service restaurant that has a combo meal, then you can use your quick service credit for the combo meal as well. Table service gives you an entree and a beverage, but for lunch and dinner, it also includes dessert. So you can see why using the table service at breakfast might not make sense. First of all, breakfast is the least expensive of the meal of the day usually. And in this case, you can't order dessert. So that further decreases the value of a credit for breakfast. Snack credits can be used on all kinds of things. And as you go through Disney World, the menus that you see at all the different like quick service restaurants and kiosks will have a little icon. It's a DDP icon, and that tells you what is a snack on the dining plan. This can be anything from bottled water to ice cream treats to the Epcot Festival food booths. It can be a lot of different things. There's literally hundreds of options of snacks on the dining plan. And as we just mentioned, 2017 beverages are more basic. 2018 are upgraded. Now, let's talk about how to maximize Disney Dining Plan credits, because if you're going to get the dining plan, then you probably want to make it make the most sense for you. So here's some tips for doing that. Character meals, this is the first tip. Character meals and dining packages are generally a great use of a table service credit, and that's because they are usually the most expensive. So dining packages, what I mean by that is things like the Rivers of Light dining package at Animal Kingdom or Fantasmic dining package at Hollywood Studios, for example. And that's because they are the same number of credits as if you eat at the meal. So let's take Mama Melrose at Hollywood Studios as an example. It's one table service credit if you just want to eat there. It's also one table service credit if you want to eat there with the Fantasmic dining package. So they tend to be a really great use of a credit. Secondly, signature restaurants, which are two table service credits, are almost never a good credit value. And that's because you're literally cutting the value of that credit in half. So let's say a meal is $70 if you pay it out of pocket. You cut it in half, that's $35. Whereas if you eat somewhere else, it might be worth $45 or $50. I don't know if that makes sense, but when you cut it in half, it decreases the value of a credit. So if you happen to have more meals than you do credits during your meal, signature restaurants are a good place to pay out of pocket, which I know it's not super intuitive because a lot of people think they're the most expensive, so of course I want to use credits. But if you're really trying to get the most out of your credits, it's a good one to pay out of pocket for. When you're ordering at restaurants, this is my third tip on maximizing your credits, go for the most expensive things. Steak, lobster, shakes, orange juice, things that cost a little more than normal, just to get the full value of your credit. Fourth, don't choose breakfast. And that's because what we just talked about, breakfast is the least expensive of the day. So if you're trying to figure out the best use of your credit, breakfast is probably not the best choice. Fifth tip for maximizing Disney Dining Plan credits is to split credits when portions are large. You can do this anywhere that's not a buffet or fixed price meal. I'll put some links in the description or the show notes that give you information about this, because I posted on Facebook twice this year, once to ask about great places to share quick service meals and another to do table service. It's much easier at quick service locations. There's just a lot of quick service restaurants that have big portions, but you can do it at table service restaurants as well. If it's not a buffet or a fixed price menu. One that really comes to mind for me is 50's Primetime Cafe at Hollywood Studios. They have a sampler platter that gives you small portions of their most popular entrees, and it's really big. It's a ton of food. And then their desserts, which you get with your entree if you're on the Disney Dining Plan, are really, really big. So it'd be super simple to split table service credits at 50's Primetime Cafe. And finally, to choose snacks that cost $5 or more. So roughly speaking, snacks that are $5 or more, you're getting a really great deal. Anything under that is Disney's definitely making money off of it. So look for snacks that are $5 or more if you can. One way to help you learn to maximize your credits is that we have huge charts on the site, and you can go to www.prepschool.com/ddpcredits, and you can see a giant chart of table service restaurants and a giant chart of quick service restaurants. And it is ranked from best value for a credit to least value. And you can use that to help you make dining choices if you happen to be on the Disney Dining Plan. Now I want to explain to you how to find Disney Dining Plan restaurants. So as you're trying to figure out which reservations to make, you may be on the Disney World website or in the My Disney Experience app looking for restaurants that are on the Disney Dining Plan. And there's a search filter with both the website and the app that allows you to select only restaurants that are on the dining plan. However, if you do it for the next year, your results are likely to be very limited because Disney is slow to get them added. I think it's something to do with contract negotiations. It takes a while to figure out which restaurants, you know, get them to sign. And then once they're signed, then they can be listed on the site. But the list basically stays the same from year to year. I can't remember the last time there were any big, big changes to this. So my suggestion is, if you are going to be searching for restaurants on the dining plan, to use the current year, because that list will likely stay the same and you'll get a more accurate list of restaurants to choose from. Now you can track credits in My Disney Experience. Speaking of the My Disney Experience app, you used to just be able to keep track of credits by either manually doing it, or the receipts that you get after you eat a meal will have your balance of credits. And you could always go to like guest relations and ask a cast member to give you a current balance. But the My Disney Experience app now has this feature as of the summer where it tells you how many credits you've used and how many are left. And so you should be able to see that during your trip and help you keep track. All right, so let's do some more tips for your Disney Dining Plan experience. One is that quick service credits are not split between adults and kids. That means that if you have children in your group who want something off the adult menu, you can do that because they aren't registered as children. You can order from anything on the menu. Secondly, you can use credits anytime during your trip until midnight on your checkout day, and you can use them for anybody. So let me break that down. The credits can be used, although you're getting, let's say, the regular dining plan. You get one quick service, one table service, two snacks per day. You don't have to use them like that. You could use three table service credits one day, none the next day, two the next day. It doesn't matter. They're just a big pile when you check in, and you can use them throughout your trip. You can also use them for anybody. As long as the person who is on the check is on the dining plan, it doesn't matter who's at your table. You can use your credits to pay for anybody. So let's say that you are at Disney World and you meet up with some friends and you decide that you would like to pay for their food. You can say, we're all on one check. And then when it comes time to pay, they will scan your magic band And they will just take a credit off of your account for everybody that's at the table. Everybody at the table does not have to be on the dining plan. They're not going to check anybody except for the person that's responsible for the check. Thirdly, Epcot Festival booths have great snack credits. So Epcot has become the festival park, right? It's got Festival of the Arts, it has Flower and Garden Festival, Food and Wine Festival, and the Holiday Festival. And each of these festivals has food booths throughout the World Showcase. And there are many snacks at these food booths. And as I mentioned earlier, the menu is displayed with the little DDP icon next to it. So when you see that, you could use your snack credits to pay for those. And you can kind of snack around the world with your credits at one of the festivals. It's one of the best uses of a snack credit. So I highly encourage you to do that if you happen to be going during when there's a festival. And there usually is one at Epcot nowadays. I want to talk for a little bit about the refillable mugs. I mentioned at the beginning that every dining plan gives you a refillable mug when you check into your resort that you can use throughout your trip. My first tip is that there are four colors of mugs. If you happen to have more than four people in your party, it might get confusing for two people to have a blue mug, for instance. So one thing that you can do is mix and match the lids. The lids are in multiple parts. There's like a cylindrical disc inside of the lid. And so you can mix and match these to create unique color combinations, and that will help people identify their mugs a little bit easier. Secondly, you can pour your refillable drinks into disposable cups if you're heading to a park. So I've mentioned to you that you can refill the mugs at your resort, but you can't refill them in the park. So if you are, for instance, headed to a park, you may not want to lug the mugs with you when you're done drinking them. But what you can do is refill them at your food court, your quick service restaurant, pour them into a disposable cup, and then you can toss that later when you are in a park. That way you don't have to lug the mugs with you. Next, at your resort, if you're eating at a quick service restaurant at your resort, your quick service credit will give you a drink. So my suggestion is to use that credit to get a drink, a bottled drink that you can take back to your room or take back to use later, like a bottle of water, Diet Coke, whatever it is. And then just use your refillable mug to get your drink for that meal. That would really help you keep those credits for and use them for more things. Now let's talk about who should get a Disney Dining Plan. I have to admit this list used to be longer. The Disney Dining Plan used to be a much better deal. It used to make really great financial sense. So there were a lot of people that benefited from the Disney Dining Plan, but that list has gotten shorter over the years. So let's talk about who should still get the Disney Dining Plan. One is people who want an all-inclusive feel. And this definitely describes our family. When all four of us go together, this is what we do. And it's because two of the members of our family really get stressed out about money during trips, and it makes it less fun. So if your hotel is paid for ahead of time and your tickets are paid for ahead of time, and with the Disney Dining Plan, your food is paid for ahead of time, then no one has to think about money. You're just there to have fun. You can order whatever it is you want off the menu as long as it's on the Disney Dining Plan. And so for these people, it's not a financial decision, it's more of an emotional one. And that they're a great group to get the Disney Dining Plan. Secondly, people that are planning to eat at the most expensive restaurants might find the Disney Dining Plan to be a better deal than paying out of pocket. You have to really figure this one out. So I mentioned earlier that we have charts on the site that tell you how to maximize your credits. On those charts, we highlighted the restaurants that are at the top of the list that are a really great deal. And if you happen to already want to eat at those restaurants, then getting the Disney Dining Plan is a good financial decision for you. Next, the people that should get the Disney Dining Plan are the ones who get it for free and it's your best deal. So free dining is the most popular offer that Disney World makes, and people get really excited about it. And for a lot of people, it is the best promotion that they could get. However, you need to verify it is the best deal that you can get, especially if you're staying at a deluxe resort, because a lot of times, usually, there is a room-only discount that will be more of a savings than getting the dining plan for free. So if it's your best deal, then getting it for free is a good idea. I think that will wrap up the Disney Dining Plan discussion. I do want to talk about a quick tip of the day, which was sent in by a reader. This reader is named Emily. So here is what Emily says. She says, "We just returned from a Disney World trip. I unfortunately came down with a super bad stomach bug halfway through. After 2.5 unpleasant days, we finally called our trip insurance for help, and they contacted us with DOCS, which stands for Doctor's On-Call Service. The doctor came to our resort room, brought his entire exam room with him in a rolling office suitcase, and dispensed the medication I needed to feel better all right there on the spot. He also had a pharmacy on standby that delivered additional medication to the front of our hotel and charged it to our room. If we'd known about the service sooner, we wouldn't have missed some park touring days, but I'm really glad we called. You do pay cash for the service, but they give you all the paperwork you need to file with your insurance afterwards. And we had trip insurance that will be primary on the medical, so it will be 100% covered." So that is a really great tip from Emily. That website, by the way, is doctorsoncallservice.com if you happen to need it. Hopefully you won't. But if you happen to need it during your trip, that's an option. Our family has had one medical thing, I think, happen in the 12 or so years that we've been going, and it was an ear infection. And so the front desk of our resort, I believe it was, they arranged for a pickup, and we were picked up, taken to an urgent care center. We got in right away. Our son had an ear infection, so they gave us the antibiotics, and we were back within an hour, I think. It was incredibly quick. So there's a few different options, but Disney is experts on this. They also will sometimes do really nice things for you. Emily said in her email, "We spoke to the amazing front desk concierge staff at our All-Star Sports Resort about missing some park days, and they gave us additional park tickets in our My Disney account for us to come back and use anytime in the next 5 years. Now we can't wait to go back." So Disney definitely wants to work with you to figure out the best way to make things better, including when you're sick. So I think that will wrap up this episode of WDW Prep to Go. For more information, check the show notes in the description or in your podcasting app. And until next time, I'll see you on the site.